Hi, this is Ed Burns for the Talking Data podcast for the week of May 12th. I'm here with Jack Vaughn, site editor of Search Data Management, and we're going to be talking a little bit about using the cloud for data management. And so, Jack, whenever we're talking about this sort of technology, people always talk about the question of whether to build or buy. But now that we're seeing the emergence of the cloud, it seems like people have the third option, which would be to rent. And I know in some of the reporting that you did on this topic, you talked a little bit about some of the use cases where people are putting the cloud to use. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how some businesses out there are using the cloud?
Yeah, I mean, there is a theme. In some of our recent coverage, we've talked with people that an online inventory management operation. They used a NoSQL, or rather a NewSQL database to handle this constantly changing customer reporting requirements. NewSQL, as we might have said before, tries to combine some of the best of NoSQL with some of the best of SQL. It is typically built for distributed deployment, which is what the cloud is. The standard relational databases were not quite so good at that type of distributed deployment. And then again, in the case of customer reporting, some people have customers that they might never have had, you know, through the web. Through these people, their reporting requirements can change. It can be quite diverse. So, using your standard old style schema and your standard old style reports, it's not easy to replicate across a big population. And that's what the web and the cloud is about, big population. We saw application performance monitoring service that was using NoSQL. In many cases, the applications are on Amazon Cloud, and they're looking to, in this case, collect real-time operations from over 800 million mobile devices. So, again, the relational databases and the data architectures of the past really didn't have in mind that there might be 800 million clients out there.
Where do you see this trend going? Do you think this is something that we're going to see continuing for the foreseeable future, or is it just sort of the latest trend of the month?
I'm going to try and take that question, but I'm going to turn it on its head and go back in time. The first time people saw cloud, it was very easy for them to say, I'm not going to employ it because I can't put my data out there. I can't trust it. But you can gradually see some of that changing, especially as more and more data is being created up there, so to speak. A session that I was fortunate to be at, the X Economy conference in Boston on data and devices, this was late last year. We did see the Vice President of Architecture at Fidelity, that's Stephen Baer, and Fidelity Investments, I mean, that's a firm that you definitely call an enterprise, and Baer told the people at the conference, the cloud just makes the opportunities for data grow, and the public cloud has a role in the future of the IT systems there. Now, mission-critical systems could remain on the premises for a while, but he has a view looking out 5 or 10 years. It may come to pass that the balance might move to cloud data. So I think we're seeing it with upstarts. We're seeing it now with enterprises. It's all going to take longer than we ever think. I think we've said that before. But hopefully, to answer your question, I do think that cloud data are going hand in hand in the next few years.
Well, all right, something definitely to keep our eye on then. Thank you, Jack, for recapping some of your reporting to us. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on this edition of the Talking Data Podcast.